So in other words, what you're saying is the Department of Justice came to you and said, we're going to do this, and you said, the building said, okay, and then you went and told the Chinese before the announcement? Is that?
That's not, about the timeline of things, yes.
Okay.
We consult with governments on a regular basis as the State Department.
Did the State Department think that it was a good idea to do this? Given the reaction of the Chinese government to indictments that even the Justice Department doesn't think it will ever be able to prosecute, and the fact that it happened as President Putin was flying to China, can you explain how this was not what seems to be just an epic timing disaster? You are, correct me if I'm wrong, seeking Chinese help, cooperation on any number of issues ranging from North Korea to mm-hmm. Iran to Syria to wherever. Is that right? Even
we
Ukraine.
Are, but
at the same time, you are engaged in preparatory discussions for the SNED, which is going on. So I don't know. I just find it very difficult to believe that the State Department would say to the Justice Department, okay, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's announce these indictments, which we're never going to prosecute. It's just for show. As the Attorney General said, this is a wake-up call to the Chinese. And you just basically drove the Chinese into Putin's arms. So you're hopeful that you can maintain a dialogue. The Chinese have canceled it, suspended the working group, so that's not happening. The Chinese and the Russians put out a joint statement today about Ukraine, which has certainly got to be disappointing to you since you were hoping to exploit what some people perceive to be as a rift between the Chinese and the Russians. I just don't understand how someone in this building didn't say to the Attorney General, this is incredibly short-sighted. If we must announce indictments of people that we know are going to infuriate the Chinese and make them less likely to cooperate, and at the same time we also know that we're never going to prosecute them because the Chinese are never going to turn them over, I don't understand how someone didn't say, wait, this is not a good idea. Putin is flying there right now. This is going to make the Chinese more willing to deal with him. And two, the SNED is being, the Strategic and Economic Dialogue is being prepared right now. The Secretary and Secretary Liu are heading to China in 6 weeks. How is this not really short-sighted? Why not wait to announce these indictments, which you're never going to be able to prosecute, until after at least the SNED?
Well, we expect China to understand that these are a handful of individuals who have broken the law, and that's
right.
Why.
Well, given the fact that they've protested, that they've suspended this dialogue, and now they're talking about military ramifications for military cooperation. And they've hauled your ambassador in to hear their complaints. The Chinese ambassador has come here to complain. How did it go?
The views of the Chinese were shared with our ambassador, and
mm-hmm.
And
you still expect
that
the Chinese are going to be cooperative with you?
We believe there are a range of issues that we work closely together on.
And you haven't seen you haven't seen any deterioration in the relationship since yesterday when this announcement was made.
Again, Matt, we've seen the concerns they've expressed. We believe we have a relationship on a range of important economic, strategic, security issues, and we're looking forward to the SNED. Go ahead.
Right.
I'm not going to read this out. Go ahead.
Did anyone from this building suggest to DOJ that the timing of this might not be appropriate?
I'm just not going to read out any internal deliberations or discussions, Matt.
Okay, because the impression that you're leaving, and maybe you intend to leave it, is that the State Department was fully on board with this, knowing the kind of reaction that it would provoke from the Chinese, knowing that the president of Russia, who you're involved in a huge debacle with over Ukraine, was going there, and knowing that you were in the midst of very important preparations for the security and economic dialogue.
Well,
is
those
that correct?
Were pieces that you stated, not me.
Well, those are just facts.
I said they were consistent. This action was consistent with comments we've made and concerns we've expressed.
Well, I understand that, but no one in this building thought that it might be better for the Department of Justice, if they were going to go ahead with this at some point and issue indictments that are never going to be prosecuted, mm-hmm. that they might wait. There was no suggestion.
I'm just
like
not
that.
Going to get into internal deliberations.
The problem is, I understand that you don't want to get into mm-hmm. internal deliberations, and you're gamely taking the heat here. But if there's something else going on behind the scenes, it would be very helpful to know, because it just looks like what I said before. I mean, it looks like an epic failure, mistake in terms of timing. It seems to have not accomplished anything and, in fact, made the situation worse.